Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm still Brad Brown, and I'm still in that beautiful Cape Town in South Africa. Thank you so much to all the shout-outs on social media and emails that I got after the last two episodes asking for some feedback. If you'd like to get in touch, it's pretty simple. Just search for us across the social media networks at the Kona Edge, across Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Instagram, we're there as well. Or you can pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. Before we get into chatting, some biking today with Zach Carr. I have to tell you that this episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by jackrabbit.com. Jackrabbit is where fit happens. Whether you're training, competing, or just staying fit, you can't perform at your best if your gear does not fit right. Jackrabbit are your local specialty running store with a wide online presence, so you get access to the best selection of shoes in the widest ranges of sizes. Go check it out. jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. That's where you can get all the details. You can also enter to win a pair of Hoka One One running shoes. Right now, we're doing the draw on Monday as you listen to this, so make sure you get in the draw. And the sooner you get in, the better your chances of winning, because we've still got two pairs to give away. And if you get in the draw now, you stand in line to win both of them. So that's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. You can also text the word jackrabbit to 44222. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T-Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. On to some biking now. We head back to Wisconsin to catch up with Zach Carr. Zach, welcome onto the Kona Edge once again. The bike, your strongest of the three disciplines. It helps when the longest of the three disciplines is your strongest, doesn't it?
It does help. And they say that bike fitness helps lead to run fitness. So, it get a double benefit there.
It also helps loving the bike. I mean, it's one thing coming to a sport where maybe swimming's not your strong one like for you, but it must, I don't know what it's like, because for me, my bike's probably the strongest as well, but it must be pretty tough coming in and hating the bike. You almost have a bit of an advantage coming in with a strong bike and enjoying the sport.
Yeah, I guess you always look at the people that, you look at people that are strong in your weakest events and wish you were them. Like the swim, I wish I could swim under an hour in Kona, but I feel fortunate that the bike is one of my strong suits. Just have to remind myself that you can't be awesome at all of them. If you were, you would be one of the top pros.
I was going to ask, if someone made you the offer, would you swap out for a good swim for a worse bike?
Probably. it's tough to... You're playing catch-up the entire race, and I think Lionel Sanders learned this last year during Worlds. If you have a poor swim, you can have the best bike and not make it to the front of the group. And so I would definitely give up some bike time if I could have a better swim and be more towards the front of the race.
But definitely not all the bike, would you? You wouldn't give all of it.
Definitely not all the bike.
As far as workouts go, what do you love doing? What sort of stuff do you love doing on the bike?
Well, first, I love my power meter. I've had a power meter for 5 or 6 years now, and I'm a data person, so I love analyzing the data. There's so much there with the power meter, but it's really taught me how to pace the bike, and it really keeps me focused on the effort. And probably my best bike workout is when I'm leading up to an Ironman. You have 5-6 hour bikes, but there's one that I do a couple of times in the lead up where I'll probably 3 to 4 hours of that time I'll be between Ironman and half Ironman watts and just hold it for that 3 or 4 hours. And when your legs are fatigued during peak training time and you're dead, it feels impossible to hold it. But I find that I always can, that I have those reserves and I'm able to hold that power. And it just gives me confidence going into the race that, you know, I can hold it. Once race day comes, it feels a heck of a lot easier.
That power meter, would you say that's the one thing that you've done and got that's made a big difference to your cycling performance?
For sure. Yeah, now that I have it, I can't imagine biking without it. It's definitely the go-to tool for biking.
What power meter are you using?
I'm using the PowerTap pedals. I used the hub for a while, and I've used the pedals the last 2 years. And it's nice feedback because it tells you left and right pedal how efficient you're being and which leg is providing more force.
I get asked a question lots from a gear perspective, obviously using the PowerTap. From a bike perspective and wheel setup, what are you using?
I have a Felt bike. I've used that for the last 2 years. Excellent bike, very aerodynamic. I have Envy wheels, and I've been riding those for probably 6 years. They're very durable. I had them hooked up to the PowerTap hub for a while. I've never had any issues, and I always seem like I go 2 miles an hour faster when I put on my race wheel. So I feel like I have a pretty good race setup on the bike.
What piece of gear are you eyeing at the moment? What do you want? Surely the bike or the wheels need to trade in?
Actually, I'm pretty happy with the setup. There's always new things that come out, but that's one thing you learn over time is that new isn't always better, and if what works, just keep using it, and I haven't had any issues, so happy with what I have.
As far as sort of indoors versus outdoors, winter, you obviously do a lot on the indoor trainer. What are some of the things you love doing indoor trainer-wise? I mean, are there certain workouts that you love doing? Do you even in the summer, do you do quite a bit on the indoor? What's the deal?
Yeah, about once a week during the summer, I'll still get on the trainer. You can do harder efforts, I think, on the trainer than you can outdoors. Outdoors, you have to stop for stop signs and cars, and it's just harder to hold constant power when you're outdoors. So when I'm indoors, I like to do harder, shorter sessions, like the other day, you know, 10 minutes hard, 2 minutes easy, 9 and hard, 2 easy, and just decrease the effort from there. But it's a real hard, intense effort for anywhere between an hour and a half, 2 hours. I like to do longer workouts outside if possible, just because mentally it's tough sitting on a trainer for more than a few hours. But during the wintertime, it's 100% on the trainer.
All right, fantastic. Well, Zach, thanks for your time today here on the Cone Edge. I look forward to talking about your run next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Sounds great. Thanks.
And that's another week, not just another podcast done and dusted. I've seemed to have recovered after my marathon on Sunday. My legs, I'm still a little bit sore, but I will be getting on the bicycle this weekend. I'm actually so looking forward to it. So if you are out and about in the Mother City, look for me. I'll be going very slowly, I can tell you that much. It's been a while since I've been on two wheels, but I'm really looking forward to heading out on the bike and seeing this beautiful city that I live in from that perspective once again. Until Monday, have yourself a superb weekend. If you are training or racing, I hope everything goes according to plan. And before I head out and shut things up for the week, a thank you to our sponsor once again. They're giving away 4 pairs of Hoka One One running shoes this month. And all you need to do to qualify to win is head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. Do it now, okay? Do it before the end of the weekend because the draw is happening on Monday. That's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. You can also text the word jackrabbit, that's JACKRABBIT, to 44222. And I'll send you the details straight back on how you can get into the draw. Have yourself a superb weekend. We'll chat on Monday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.